Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hi, Jules.
Hello. Brought to you by ProfitInJoy.com.
Oh, yeah. ProfitInJoy.com.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
And the Prove It Challenge, which we're starting tomorrow.
Want to talk about it now?
No, I'm just throwing it out there. We're teasing it. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, you're so smart.
Well, it was kind of funny because this week, I had some interesting things happen. One was, Dad had something interesting happen. He's been wearing our darling Life of the Girlfriends hat.
Yeah, we've got Life of the Girlfriends hat,
yes.
People. You can buy them.
At lifeofthegirlfriends.com.
Yes.
It was so funny. We've got some real cute ones. Mm-hmm.
And not so cute ones.
Well, ones that were kind of farmer-like, you know?
Yeah.
With the mesh background.
Well, we're Midwest girls.
We are. And one guy said to Norm, "Hey, Norm. You know, hey, dude, what's Life of the Girlfriends?"
Yeah, tell me about Life of the Girlfriends.
Oh, my wife and daughter have a podcast called Life of the Girlfriends.
They've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, and the guy goes, "Oh, they just talk about girly stuff." And Norm goes, Dad goes, "Mostly they just spend their time complaining about me."
And then the guy goes, "Oh, my wife could have a podcast, too."
It's so funny. I say this because we're thinking about doing, not thinking about, we've decided to do another podcast.
Yes.
About 2 weeks ago, you and I were talking, and you were discussing Normano and saying, "I feel disconnected with him sometimes, and I don't have this relationship that I have with you. What can I do? I don't know what to do. Sometimes I think about just like compartmentalizing." And I had an idea for you.
You did.
And I told this idea to Armando, and he was all in.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was, you guys should have a podcast.
Right.
And there is a reason why everybody should have a podcast. It frames the way your brain looks at the world.
Yes.
It engages you in unique, like sometimes I go, "This is a crappy thing that's happening to me, but it's kind of funny. I'm going to share the podcast because it's kind of funny.
This will be a good podcast story.
This will be a good podcast. I'm going to share it with Mom." I go, there's something about being like we don't talk about our show together, like how we're going to organize a show.
No.
So for 1 hour a week, we have to be on and commit that we're going to talk continuously.
Yes, for an hour.
And bring things to the table.
Right.
And if you and Normano decide like, oh, and when you're given a mic, something happens to your brain like, oh, I need to be like up my ante.
Mm-hmm.
Try just a little bit harder to be entertaining. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Even a bit for you. I try to make you happy.
Yes.
Make you laugh.
Yes.
And Dad was all in. He's like, "I would love to do a podcast with Mom."
Mm-hmm.
"I would love that." And then the next resistance was, "You'll have to get the computer ready for me and get everything ready to go." And I thought, you know what? I'm going to teach a man to podcast. He'll podcast for a life. Show him, you know, do it for him. I'll be doing it for him for a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to teach him how to do a podcast. And it was so special to think about you. And then you said, "Hey, you should bring in this podcast too." I go, "Well, you know what? I could be a guest once in a while. That'd be kind of cool."
Mm-hmm.
But
I want you there.
I understand.
Yeah. Once I decided that I was going to do it, then I decided I decided on the day that it was the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Yes.
And then I decided there is a lot of 50s going on this year.
Yes.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to call the podcast
50. Yeah.
And
just call it 50.
And just talk about all the stuff that's happened in 50 years.
Exactly.
All the stuff.
And the good, the bad, the ugly.
The personal, the interpersonal, the more things on a national level, global level.
Yes.
I think Norm and I can do that.
I think so too.
Will it be interesting? I don't know.
It'll take you a couple of episodes to get your rhythm done.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to start.
You met somebody this week that said, "Hey, I've listened to your podcast a couple of times, Life with the Girlfriends." You went, "Oh, what'd you think?" "I like the opening music."
I love the opening music.
"I love the music."
Yeah. And you're like, "Wait a minute.
Oh,
Okay.
All right.
I'm just working with the volume a little bit, people out there. So if you're hearing different volumes with Mama, yeah. It's just me working with the volume. I apologize. And it's the worst compliment in the world. It's the best compliment and the worst compliment. Yeah. Because our music is pretty awesome.
Well, I was the one that discovered that music.
Yes, you did. You discovered it on TV. You're like, I love this song.
It was just a short snippet of a background song. And, of course, I had to do some investigative work.
Yes.
And YouTubed it.
Yes, and you found
and
it.
And found it. And then realized that there were just, like, awesome parts to this that actually developed our tagline.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We developed it and realized they had taken our tagline and, like, put it into a song and made it awesome. And we're like, okay, we can use this. So, you know, but the idea that he loves our... The only thing you could talk about with our podcast was like, I love your music, man. It's good music. Like, gotcha. Not your target market. I understand. You know. Can I talk a little bit more about what happened to me this week, or do you want to share?
No.
So I went to a Shackley convention this week.
Yeah.
And three days.
You were gone for 3 days.
Yes. You had fears about that all. I had fears coming up. Mm-hmm. I took Southwest.
You've been gone. You went to Quebec.
Yes.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
And now Vegas.
Yes.
God only knows what the rest of the year is going to bring to you.
I'm going to say lots of good stuff. It's funny. I have to get into the mood, though, for traveling. Because a lot of times when I come back home, I don't feel it was worth it. You know, I don't feel it was worth it.
After all those dollars.
That's exactly, and that's the reason why.
Yeah.
Because in my heart, I think, and I have to train myself to be better about that.
Yeah.
Because you just said it, like, after all those dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. It was. It cost money to do all this stuff. And the truth is, I don't think I'm worth it. I don't think it's worth my family. And, you know, maybe I should reevaluate doing it and put it out of my mind, you know, because.
But this is the year of the travel for you.
You're claiming that. I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it. Yeah. But I just don't know, you know.
Yeah.
We'll have to see about it.
It's interesting because I think we work for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take vacations because when the truck breaks down,
right,
or when things happen that are not so great, that's when we're off.
Right.
So that's like you said to me, because Dad was off this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, I hope you're having a great vacation. I went, oh, yeah. How does this equal vacation?
Yeah.
You know, we're not working. We're not bringing any money in.
Yeah.
You're not with me.
Right.
How is this good?
How's this fun? It sucks.
How's this good?
None of it's good.
Yeah.
And then that's why I go, I just don't know if travel's worth it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Yeah. Compared to Greg,
right,
your brother, who was gone this week as well. Yeah. And he was on a Disney cruise where I guess they flew into Orlando and then they cruised to all these different islands,
Caribbean, yeah,
and something. Then they go to a Disney island, which
yes.
I never knew existed, which is pretty awesome. And then cruised back to Florida again, and I mean that's a real vacation.
That's a real vacation.
That's a real vacation.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Getting on a plane, getting on a boat, you know,
it's traveling.
That's it. Yeah, and you know, I and your father went to Beloit, Wisconsin.
Hey, how'd you like it?
We spent the day at the river.
Whoa.
At the Rock River. Actually, it was actually really nice. We got rid of the dog. We took him into.
That's always a good thing.
When you're
with your dog 24/7, it's good to have a little break from him once in a while.
Yeah.
Just the break from trying to make his life the best life of his life.
Well, we didn't actually board him. We actually dropped him off and he got groomed that day. So it was like, yay, we got him back clean and fresh and all cute, and we spent the day at the river.
Aw, that's good. And you said you enjoyed Beloit slightly. You had a good time.
Yeah. I was amazed, though, that compared to the last time I'd been there, which was been a while, how many businesses had gone out of business.
Well, this is freaking me out a little bit.
The Midwest is looking a little bit ghost-like.
Well, it started to freak me out because we're hearing this murmur from different places where it's starting to feel like 2007.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the real
right
highs.
Right before the crash, yeah.
Before something breaks.
Yeah.
And we've had this slow and then high growth time, you know, and we know that there's always an ebb and flow to everything in life, you know, where there's always a peaks and valleys and all that stuff. And it's just starting to feel like we're seeing some of the same things
mm-hmm.
that's going to have like a dip.
Right.
Some kind of dip.
Right. And even our KFC went out of business in our town.
Which to me is like about time. Only because okay, we don't eat KFC a lot.
No, but...
But when you want KFC, you want KFC. Yeah. Maybe twice a year we have KFC, and we never go to our local one because...
it's shitty.
It's crappy.
Yeah, no matter where... whatever. You can always count on it being shitty.
If you don't get KFC very often,
yeah.
What you do is you travel to the next adjoining city because you know that they'll make it fresh for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the course of us being here 20-plus years... There's been, every time we've had it in Dixon,
mm-hmm.
it's been crap.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
So you know what? Sorry, KFC.
And then in Beloit, the DQ went out of business.
That's weird.
You know, there's just a lot of things going out of business. And I heard on CNN, what's the doctor's name? Dr.
Gupta.
Yeah. He was saying that a study just came out that the birth rate is low again.
Okay.
And the birth rate wasn't like this. The last time it was like this was 2007, which people is like a harbinger where people have less children because they are actually feeling less hopeful or less, you know, less economic.
And see, I think they're right. There is like that. There's that sweet spot when people feel hopeful. They have typically around 2 to 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're 2-point-something kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have 7 kids or 5 kids. I mean, yes, there are still families out there that still choose to do that.
Yeah,
but I think people just have, you know, 2-plus kids.
Yeah.
You know, right around there. And then there's like I've got my basic needs met, but I don't have hope for real future.
Right.
And so maybe just having 1 kid's enough,
mm-hmm.
if that.
Right.
You know, I mean, life feels kind of hard. Do I want to bring another child in? What's all those things come mm-hmm. into your mind? You know.
And then, but here's the thing that angers me.
Do tell, girlfriend. You get angry.
Well, because
open the windows.
From what I understand,
yes.
And I've got, you know, friends in Texas. Texas is on fire.
So you got friends in low places?
I got friends in low places.
Low places.
No, but Texas is on fire.
Yes.
And
so they say, yes.
Well, my friend, she's like, you know, you can. It's just like shooting ducks in a pond if you,
yeah.
you know, or excuse me, in a barrel.
Right.
To get jobs and et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know if it's oil money or whatever.
Right.
But...
And it could just be a perfect storm there, you know? Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say that here in the Midwest, it just feels like things are slowly grinding to a halt.
Right. The growth seems to slowly, like it feels like that.
Mm-hmm. Like here in our town, too, like if it wasn't for the hospital, I think the hospital employs a lot and also... You know, just in general, those kind of businesses are the things that supply this town.
I agree with you.
I don't know.
I it's curious to me because Texas is such a... I hung out with a couple of Texans over the week.
Uh-huh.
And they do say that, like, Dallas itself, there'll come a point when... Because Dallas is kind of north part of Texas.
Right. Northeastern or whatever.
That it will be just, like, you just cross over the border of Texas and it's just, like, suburb of Dallas.
Yeah.
And things are just growing and growing. And it could be because there's just so much space and it's flat space and the weather is... Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you still have, you know, northern Texas, you still have a little bit of the seasons.
Yeah.
You might have a little bit of a...
My friend lives, I think, east of Dallas.
Okay.
Dallas-Fort Worth. And she's from here. But the one thing that she does complain of is that it's just boring. You know, it's
yeah,
just...
Yeah, the scenery just, is boring.
Is boring.
Yeah.
But everything else is fire.
Yeah.
And fire.
And I think they're over their drought. I mean, I think about 5 to 10 years ago, they were in a real, real oppressive, severe drought.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, their lakes were drying up. It was just not a fun time to be a Texan. I think that's stopped. You know, thank you, global warming. We got more water in the atmosphere. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So that could be one reason, the growth. Also, people are like, it's not just a conservative state anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's flourishing with pockets of diversity,
mm-hmm,
and pockets of tech, huge tech.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious how this state's going to look in 10 years.
But why can't Illinois do that?
It what might.
Why can't we be on fire, too? I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, we could start in that direction. You know, in some ways, like, Chicago has not had this booming recovery with real estate, but it's had this mildly slow recovery, keep going up. Which means, like, where New York has already had their downturn a little bit, you know, mm-hmm, things are not as on fire as they once were. We're still slowly just like, hey, things are moving, things are growing, hmm, things like that.
Well, like our railroad yard closed down.
Yeah.
Excuse
Which pissed me off.
Yeah. I mean, that is significant, you know, to have a railroad yard where all these trailers, you know, for business came through, and now that's just closed down.
And it's weird because it's not closed down for anything, but like they're still using it as a relay place. So they're still receiving trailers, taking them off some trail cars and putting them on different railroad cars to go out to different places. And so they still have employees there. But what they did was they took away their way of handling truckers, you know, to get the cars. So what they've done is they've added thousands of more semis to the roads for miles, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm,
so instead of us taking these containers and going only, you know, 150 miles, 200
mm-hmm
miles,
mm-hmm,
now they're going 300 miles, 400 mm-hmm miles.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're just like, what in the world? This wasn't supposed to happen, you know?
Well, like for example, Julie has a load tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's going to Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Now, normally, he just would have gotten up, went to his truck.
Yeah.
You know, and then driven to Madison.
Yeah.
And brought it back to Rochelle.
Yes.
And might have had time to do another load that day.
Yeah.
But now, Julie had to start last night.
Yes.
Driving to Joliet.
Yep.
And dealing with all the problems that happen at that huger railroad yard.
Yes.
You were gone like 10 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then put the trailer in Rochelle, and now Dad'll take off tomorrow.
Yes.
And go to Joliet. Excuse me. Go to Madison. And come back to Joliet. And this one load, which would have taken like 6 hours, has taken over 24 hours.
Yes.
And we're not getting the pay.
No. And what's going to do is, I'm taking it as like a sign of time to move on. Or, hey, maybe there's something better out there. Mm-hmm. I remember listening to Creflo Dollar. His wife was talking. I think it was him, his mm-hmm wife. And she was talking about how she moved to Texas. And she defined the perfect job for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be her, because I'm thinking she would work for the church. Mm-hmm. But so maybe.
But I can see that.
And
though.
So she goes, I just, you know, I go, God, let me, I'm going to look for a job, but here is my criteria.
Right.
Here's what I have to, here's the hours I want. Mm-hmm. Here's the pay I want. And it wasn't like completely out of alignment with what could possibly happen.
Right.
But it was probably a better gig than the first opportunity that said yes to her, right? Mm-hmm. And she goes, I sat with it and I decided I wasn't going to take anything but if mm-hmm it didn't fulfill this criteria.
I agree with that.
And sure enough, it came to her.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the first gig. It wasn't the second gig. She held on. And I think it was like a month and a half, 2 months later, she got the gig she needed
mm-hmm
and wanted. And it was the perfect gig. She was a great fit for her, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been kind of playing with that idea, like, what do we really want?
Mm-hmm.
You've been kind of looking around. We've been looking on Amazon, you know, doing on their relay board. It sucks. It has not been a good match for us.
Amazon,
it's been horrible.
Amazon did suck for us.
Amazon sucked. Yeah, I know people are making money with it.
Yeah.
All I know
is
that
we were so hopeful in January.
We've done six loads, and half the loads were canceled, and half the loads, just didn't get paid right.
They do not have their system in place. And it's been a long, it's been over a year.
And you can't talk to anybody directly.
No.
I mean, we can't.
Because millennials only do things
by apps or by tech,
yeah.
Which to me means nothing ever really gets done.
Nothing
because guess
will
what?
Ever get done.
I don't feel connected to you if I have to do things in an app.
And I don't give a crap.
Now, I say this as not a millennial. And sure enough, damn it, we watched something on Netflix last night. It was a baking contest.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar something.
Sugar Crush?
Sugar Crush.
Mm-hmm.
And the couples all met on Instagram. They're like, all the business partners. And I'm like, how would you meet somebody? Yeah. And like, they were talking about like, yeah, I actually left California, moved to Minneapolis to be with her and start cupcake business together.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang. I go, I guess it is important to, you know.
Be on Instagram.
Or, you know, I guess you can connect at a deep, intimate, real level on social media.
Right.
Because, you said that sarcastically.
Yes, I
heard
did.
That.
Yes, I did.
I heard that twinge in you.
Yeah.
And so, but it is weird because to me.
I guess you could meet your soulmate.
Well, to me, I feel if everything is done but through an app or technology,
mm-hmm.
including customer service and
mm-hmm.
customer complaints,
mm-hmm.
nothing is ever, I don't feel that motivated.
Mm-mm.
And you're like, well, you may get a 3-star rating or a mm-hmm. 4-star rating. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is that? I mean, to me, people who only leave stars very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love it when they're like 5,000 5 stars. I'm like, wow.
Because mm-hmm.
when I've had a good experience, very rarely do I put anything down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, great.
Like you just like go, shh.
The hassle's over.
Yeah.
It's over. We had a I don't really want to connect with you again.
Mm.
I gave you money. You gave me your thing. And it worked out. Woo. Lovely.
Right. Yeah. That's how it should be.
It kind of should be, right?
Yeah.
And
No.
And so it's just interesting to think about how apps are there. When I went to Caesar's Palace,
mm-hmm.
I had a couple questions for the head of
Caesar's.
Yeah. Somebody to talk to,
somebody,
right?
Somebody, right?
No number on their website except to book a reservations.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you, hey, if you book using this phone number, you're going to get charged $15 more.
Mm-hmm.
$15 more.
Because you're just bugging us.
Yeah. You should be able to. You should
figure
be
this
able,
out without doing
yes,
it with us.
Without talking to somebody. You're a big enough girl or boy.
Yeah.
Put your big girl panties on and damn it, get a book and book your hotel. It's like, but I wanted to talk to somebody.
I wanted to talk to someone.
I want to know this is all going to be okay.
Yeah.
That, you know.
I needed someone to hold my hand. Oh, no. If you want someone to hold your hand, that's an extra $50.
Yes. Can I tell you some of the more perfect things that happened to me on this trip?
Yeah.
I mean, there were some weird things that happened.
Right. I know you got frisked.
Okay, yeah.
Intimately.
Yeah. So, okay. So
coming
Southwest,
and going.
Coming and going, yes. Coming and going. You know, you step, first off, you got to take everything off and shoes, which is funny because when I went from Canada to U.S., I didn't have to take my shoes off.
Hmm.
But, you know,
that's
so
Canadians.
That's Canada for you.
Speaking of that, though, speaking of Canada, what was your first appetizer?
Poutine. But I was talking to my friend Francine, and she said it's not poutine, it's Putin.
Putin.
Like
Vladimir?
Yeah, Vladimir Putin.
Got
it's
it.
Putin. I'm like, oh, cool. And she's like, I would never eat Putin. I would never eat the gravy.
My palate is so
refined.
It's so refined. I would never eat Putin.
But it's your Canadian, you know, signature dish. She's like, hell no, it's not. And so
that's so funny.
Yeah, I call it your signature dish. And so I had it so my perfect day started on Wednesday. Had a good conference, you know, really engaging, feeling really good. And Carl, who I kind of met who is my mentor, said, I'm gonna take you out to dinner. I'm like, great, go out to dinner. And he goes, don't worry about price. I'm going to pay for it. And I'm like, okay, great. And I'm like, and so he goes, I want to go to Gordon Ramsay. And so, great. Yay. We went to the Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
We could have gone to Hell's Kitchen because it's there also, no. The actual one.
The actual one?
Yeah, we drove by on the way to the airport.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We went to the one in Caesar's Palace, yeah. And it was just his pub food.
Right.
And so I get the menu, and I look at the prices, and I'm like, you know, I know things have gone up.
They actually have prices on the menu.
Which is lovely.
Yeah.
Because here at the conference, I literally almost crap myself.
Why?
Because I'm getting off the plane, mm-hmm. I got a taxi to get to the conference there on time, because I didn't give myself hardly any time, and I was hungry, you know, and they had like a little concession stand as you enter the conference, brought to you by Caesar's Palace,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't check the prices initially.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it just looked like some bags of baked chips, mm-hmm. some fruit, mm-hmm. You know, some sticks,
bottled water
and mm-hmm. coffee. I go, great. So I come up there and I have bottled water, and I'm not joking. It is a 10-ounce bottle of water. It's mm-hmm. not a 16-ounce, it's a 10-ounce bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
And 10-ounce bottle of water, and I had a small coffee. And I'm talking smaller than McDonald's small.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you know what? I'm not, this could curb me till lunchtime. It's mm-hmm. kind of nice not to have anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think I brought a bar along. I'll go just do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was $11. $11.
Oh, my God.
I go, what?
Excuse me.
What, $11? I go, $11 for a small coffee and a small bottle of water?
Are you saying that?
Yeah. I said to her.
Oh, my God.
She goes, yeah, $11. I'm like, and I, in my back of my head, I go, don't look like a cheapskate. I go, don't do this. Don't look shocked that you're going to literally spend $11 for a small coffee and a
water.
And I go, I thought to myself, I refuse to buy water this whole trip.
Again, yeah.
I will just fill this bottle up every single time through tap water.
Right.
And I'm going, gosh, you know, I've been buying bottled water way too much. Because tap water is just good enough.
Yeah.
It's just good enough. Because really, it was delicious. I mean, I thought, this is fine.
You had Caesar's tap water.
I had Caesar's tap water.
Yeah.
Right out of the bathroom tap. And it was.
You would have drank out of the toilet at that point.
At that point, I would have.
$6 a bottle.
Exactly. Well, the nice thing is, Carl.
We're a good Midwest girl. We don't do that.
No, Carl gave me a bottle of Fiji water. And it was not the normal size. It was a big one.
Oh, that nice big
one. And he goes.
Keep it and just keep refilling it.
He goes. He gave it to me. He goes, here, I bought you some water. I'm like, oh my God, a big bottle. Oh my God, thank you. I go, I was just going to buy a small one for $5.50. He goes, yeah, well, this one costs $7, $8. $7.
$78.
Yeah. So I go, $7. I go, $7. I go, well, I'm going to reuse this every single day.
Yeah.
And so by the end of the day, because I had a, I was invited to a party the night before for our upline, and they had, we got free drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I just asked for a bottle of water. And I just kept the bottle. And so I everywhere I went.
You kept keeping the bottle.
Yeah. Because like on Wednesday night, we went to the nightclub.
Yeah.
Omnia.
Yeah.
And it literally looked like something from Kardashians.
Oh, my
God. You know.
Oh, my God.
Loud DJ.
Yeah.
Things coming down from the sky. Yeah. Light shows. Yeah. Smog. Like, you know, pumping out smoke. And
Scott Disick there.
We got three drink tickets.
Yeah.
A piece. Three.
Yeah, three. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do that night. You save them all to that night, and then you just, like, party hardy.
Yeah, I got one beer, mm-hmm. and then I got two bottles of water. And then Carl says, I'm going to go early. I got one more ticket left. I go, here's my ticket.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, bottle of water, baby. Bottle of water. And so,
now we know what the apocalypse is going to be like.
Bottles of water.
Just water. It's going to be like,
just
going to
fill
be
it up.
Like, gold.
I actually thought about if I had to, I would actually urinate in my bottles of water before I paid another $7 for somebody else's water. Because you can drink your own urine, right? For hydration?
I think so.
I would just
call. In a pinch.
Maybe I wouldn't be that desperate.
Julie would have, instead of having a lemonade stand.
A urine stand. Compared to my urine stain.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine, though? It was, at some point, and I know why they can charge that stuff, by the way.
Because they can.
Because you don't leave Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
You don't leave it.
Like, here's the thing. You freaked me out because I was looking at some pictures. And they actually paint the ceiling a yes. sky color.
Yes.
Because you think, clouds. So you think you're outside.
You're outside.
You never know that you yeah. haven't left.
Like, look, you're outside.
You spent $5 million and you've not left Caesar's Palace.
No.
But you did have a brush with celebrity.
So I went to Gordon Ramsay, and honestly, I mean, you know, I've got Doug, Carl has Suzanne, but it was really just, it was like 2.5 hour dinner. I'm like, I haven't had 2.5 hour dinner with a guy in like forever. You know, I'm like, this is wild. It was, and I think the reason why the food was so phenomenal,
wasn't
and
that
it just
great?
Came out
perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Intermittently done.
That's, you know what? That is smart. Now, that's a sign of a good restaurant.
Right. And I have never had beef Burlington.
Wellington. Burlington's a town in Iowa, Jolie. Come on, girlfriend.
Which I think Burlington is a town in Iowa that has a lot of transcendental meditations, right? Or is that something?
Possibly.
I think that's that town.
Yeah.
That does a lot of meditating.
Yeah. Are levitating.
Are levitating. They try. Mm-hmm. Weren't you just surprised when you found out that the yogis who quote unquote levitate, mm-hmm. all they're doing is bouncing on their asses?
Yeah, just bouncing.
And then
higher.
they're just getting a shot mid bounce. Like, hey, okay, guys, here's my selfie. I'm gonna bounce on my ass, but then give me for taking when I'm right off the ground. I'm levitating. I have been so yogified that I can levitate. Liars. You're just bouncing, which is impressive enough. I mean,
that you can bounce up and down while you're in
lotus position?
Yoga position. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen those guys. They're like, they literally have a mat and they are bouncing across the mat.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that is impressive.
It is.
Don't call it levitating.
Call it bouncing.
Yeah. I'm impressed enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm impressed that you can bend your knees like that.
Yeah.
Those days
instead,
are long
we'll
gone
call
to me.
It louncing instead of bouncing and
yeah,
levitating.
Louncing. Yeah, louncing. Or mouncing because it's, you know, or youncing, yoga, bouncing. Ah, it was so funny. This is off the topic because I haven't gotten to my brush with celebrityism just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I was tutoring my little guy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
what she said.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to draw out a story from him because he went on
a day vacation.
He went on a day vacation with his grandparents.
Uh-huh.
And I go, tell me the kind of time you had. I go, first of all, why do you
was
think
it Susan that he
no.
went with?
Mm-mm.
The other side.
Yes.
Got it.
Why do you think your grandparents took you on vacation?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't working. Oh, they weren't working. That's the reason why. I go, I don't work some days, and I don't go on to Galena. I go, why do you think they took you on vacation? Mm-hmm. I thought about it. And he came up with this word that I just loved.
What was it?
He goes, we had a pom-pom time. I go, you had a pom-pom time. I go, you know what, kiddo? I don't know if that's a common phrase now with you kids.
Yeah.
But it gave me a really visual of what you meant.
Yeah.
It was a pom-pom time.
Yeah.
And he used it the entire time.
He loved it, though.
He loved it. Mm-hmm. I go, it was a pom-pom time because mm-hmm. I think pom-poms, you know, cheerleading.
Yeah.
Awesome. Pom-pom time. Woohoo. And so let's start that tradition.
Yes.
Let's start the movement.
Let's
go
have
viral.
The pom-pom movement.
The pom-pom time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of the Kardashians saying Bible, meaning, you know, truth. Okay. That's Cardi B, though. She does
That's Cardi B, yes.
Yeah.
Right. But the Kardashians do that, though.
Because they're mimicking Cardi B. Okay.
All right.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, I get it.
Get it. Got it. Good.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying pom-pom time. Like, this is a real pom-pom time, people. Pom-pom time. So, okay. So, anyway, I'm at Gordon Ramsay's having a really nice dinner. Eating. Had my poutine.
Yeah.
And
which you took pictures of.
Loved it.
Which you should Instagram.
Christine Marie and Julie on Instagram. Christine Marie and Julie.
You'll take pictures. You'll show
the
pictures.
Yeah, I got
of
pictures.
The
I'll put on.
Poutine.
Yeah.
And then the next picture of the
beef Wellington.
Yes.
It was fabulous.
I've never had beef Wellington either, but I would love to have some great beef Wellington.
The first thing they told me was, she goes, it's going to be a little medium to medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, I'd like it to be warm. So if you can make it more medium than medium rare, mm-hmm. I'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, I'll put that down. And maybe they did cook it the I could tell he cooked it just a little bit more, which mm-hmm. is fine. I loved it. It was mm-hmm. delicious. But the buttery crust mm-hmm. and the beef was good.
What did you have with it?
And it was $55. Oh, what did you have with it?
Yeah, what do you have
with it? Because, you know, when you go to a buffet, like, the you know, like, I don't know, give me a buffet name.
Golden Corral.
Thank you. You know, they don't hold back on the carbs.
No.
You know, you can have as much macaroni and cheese, much mashed potatoes as you want, mm-hmm. even vegetables, you know, like their mixed zucchini.
Corn.
Yeah, much vegetables you want. So with this, your beef Wellington is your star.
Mm-hmm.
You then have a dollop of mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. just a dollop,
mm-hmm.
and it's creamy, but no gravy, because
mm-hmm.
That was on the poutine. I don't get gravy twice.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, the gravy was on the poutine, not the poutine. Not the poutine. Poutine sounds better.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
it's hard to believe that the French Canadians say Putin.
One. Yeah, it Putin. Is. It is.
Putin. We call it a gelée. We call it here Putin.
Yeah, Putin.
Putin.
Like Putin. One sliver of carrots, one whole carrot.
Whoa.
One carrot, mm-hmm. and one stalk of broccoli cut in half. Not broccoli, asparagus.
Yeah.
That was it.
They do, asparagus and carrots now are the thing that goes on a plate together.
Yes.
Just one of each.
Yes. And so that, I'm like, okay, good. So, and
good
then.
To know.
Good to know.
No rolls or anything.
No rolls.
No rolls, like butter and rolls.
But it was
days.
$55.
Mm-hmm.
And.
How much was the Putin?
$18. And it was.
A bargain.
A bargain. For fries and gravy.
Yeah. And you split those.
Yeah, we split them. Yeah. And then. We did it. I had my beef, and then we decided to get. We weren't really full,
mm-hmm.
but we were pleasantly happy,
mm-hmm.
and we decided to split a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the chocolate Wellington,
mm-hmm.
and because we just stayed with the same theme.
Yeah.
What the hell, Wellington, because we're going from healthcare, sick care to well care. So we had Wellington.
Anything with well in front of
yes,
it. Yeah,
we're
eat.
Like, we're eating that. And it came 20 minutes later. So everything just kind of came 20
yeah.
minutes later.
Oh, nice.
So that's why it took 2.5 hours.
Yeah, nice.
Now, in between,
yeah.
I had a picture of this.
Coffee? Did you have coffee?
I didn't have coffee. He might have had, he had a port wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, he goes, you want some alcohol? And I'm like, I really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted what I really wanted.
You wanted water.
I wanted water.
You wanted to drink.
And I had iced tea.
Oh.
Because I couldn't stand spending $30 on iced tea.
Yeah.
But he said he was paying.
Yeah.
So I had water and iced tea, and they were delicious.
Oh.
After my beef Wellington was done, and I was feeling great, and our table was out towards the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the corner. I can see everybody's walking right by me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling really good. I see, who do I see walking right next to me?
Yeah.
I must have looked, my jaw must have been on the ground. And it was Lisa Vanderpump,
yeah.
her husband,
Ken.
And Jiggy.
And Jiggy.
I am guessing it's Jiggy. Jiggy could be dead in the same dog, different
right.
dog. I don't
right.
know, but a dog that looks like Jiggy.
Yeah.
And Ken is holding Jiggy. It is iconic.
Oh my God.
Iconic. And
she's looking...
fabulous.
Just like.
I don't think I've ever seen a prettier woman.
Oh my God.
I mean, she's looking fabulous. And she's shorter. I mean, she's like, she's little. She's mm-hmm. like really petite.
Wow.
And I'm
going. Because, you know, on the Housewives of Beverly Hills, she comes across as.
Normal.
You know, iconic though.
Yeah, iconic.
I mean,
bigger
so,
than life.
So bigger than life. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, but she was flawless skin, all this stuff. And I was just like, I go, give me your camera, Carl. Because I thought maybe he can get a picture faster than me.
Uh-huh.
And I got my camera out. I go, I'm going back. I'm going to try and get a picture of her. Because she's walking literally right down the center
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
So she knows she'd get her picture taken.
Yeah.
And at one point, I see her and she's sitting by a slot machine doing something on her phone. There, she does have security. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing if she's sitting there,
yeah.
she's going,
yeah.
she's allowing me to converse with
yes,
her.
Yes, exactly.
And I saw somebody get a selfie.
Yeah.
And I said, may I have a selfie with you, please? And she's like, oh, sure, you know. But she had trained her face not to do anything but look pretty.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And I just thought... I don't know why I was so shocked and happy to see her.
I was so happy when you told me. You called me and you went, I can't talk now, but I'm
5 feet away from
Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, I'm 5 feet away from Lisa Vanderpump. I'm going to try and get a selfie. I'm going to try and do a selfie. Okay, I'm doing it. And I did. And I was just like, Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so, so much.
And you're thanking God. And that's when you decided, this is when I need to put $100 down.
Yes.
This is my lucky day.
This is my lucky day. And this is when I lost $100. I was up 130. See, here's the problem. Mom said, come back winning enough money to pay for the trip.
No pressure there.
Win enough. I go, Julie, and we started prophesying. Wouldn't it be lovely to win enough money to pay for the trip? Wouldn't it be lovely? Except here's the problem. I'm not a gambler.
No.
And so, like, I know my brother can gamble.
Yeah.
And they do win big money.
Yeah.
And I know that to win big money,
you have to say, like, I'm going to do $5,000.
Yeah. And maybe you'll win
$7,000.
Yeah. Whatever.
Right.
And
but you can't do 100 and expect to win 500.
Typically, you know, or even 1,000. Because I really wanted to win a couple thousand.
Yeah, I know.
But so I was up. I put $100 in because I only had $100 cash on me. Because I hadn't spent much cash on this trip. Mm-hmm. Things were paid for or, you know, I'd gone through my dollars already. And I was up 130. I'm like, oh, man, I was up 130. Maybe I can get up to 160, you know. Maybe I'll cash out then.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sure enough, like that in a heartbeat.
Just like that.
Couldn't get over $100 again. And then just went to 50, 25,
you're
zero.
Like, oh.
And I came back with a ticket that says, redeem this ticket for 50 cents. And I'm like, screw you. You can keep my last 50 cents.
Caesars depends on it.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and
that's how they run.
That's how,
their
exactly.
operation.
And
I on
just.
Everybody's 50 cents.
I honestly, first of all, I was not the person who, you know, I thought like, well, hey, you know, you're supposed to be able to get back 98% of your money, right? Mm-hmm. That's how it works, something like that.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. I don't know how that happened. But if I would have cashed out at 130, I would have been up. But that didn't pay for nothing. that paid for 6 bottles of water.
Yeah.
And so I just kept, I'm like, I'm supposed to win my trip money. I'm supposed to win my trip money. Mm-hmm. But once I lost 100, I felt so horrible that I go, just walk away.
Walk away, girl.
And then I went to my room.
Yeah.
I get up to my room. I know how I left my room.
Mm-hmm.
I intentionally, they ask you when you check in, when you self-check in.
Otherwise, it's $50 more.
And they said, we'll give you $10 in food if you say no to maid service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
holy crap.
Great. I'll say yes. So I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
get your $10 in food?
On my last day.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I had a...
A chips.
Yeah. I went to Gia's restaurant.
Oh, she's there too?
She has what they call pronto. Like coming quick.
Something Italian though.
And quick and Italian. I had a blueberry muffin and... Sin City cookies that I took for the airport. They're chocolate chip cookies, and they were great. But anyway, I walk into my room, and I left everything out because no one's supposed to come into my room.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, why are there lights on in my room? I left with my room dark. I go, why are there lights on? And I walk in, and there's lights in my bathroom, lights in the main room. I go, someone's been in my room, and I don't like this.
Ooh.
And then I realize someone turned down my bed. Like, they took the pillows off, and they put the pillows off of the other bed, because I had two queens.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what she said.
And I'm like, I felt violated. Like, I go, okay.
Not only did I lose $100.
Yeah, they took my dignity.
Now they took my dignity, too.
Yeah, because I had underwear in the sink rinsing out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize I brought enough for, like, one pair a day.
Yeah.
But I was changing.
Yeah.
I was changing a little bit here and there just to feel fresher.
Yeah.
I got
you wouldn't. You're in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, I had my passport, my checkbooks out because I didn't want to bring that down.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, I mean... And so I felt weird.
Yeah.
And then I didn't feel like I could sleep that night.
No.
But I was so exhausted I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, crash. Like, I can't. My last thought before I went to bed for 8 hours.
Dignity,
yeah.
Violated.
Yeah. And my last thought before I fell asleep for 8 hours was like, I won't ever be able to sleep tonight because I'm too paranoid. And I'm like, oh, I'm too tired. I'll never sleep again. Beds were tall and comfortable.
You told me the first thing you said was, Mama, the beds are as tall as my belly button.
Yeah, seriously. Just about. Literally, you have to throw yourself on the bed. Just like, I just like lay forward and then roll on. Roll on.
What is the point of that?
I don't know.
What is, I mean, know. Is that a sign of upper class?
Possibly.
Is it? Only the upper class roll on their bed and roll off.
Yes, exactly. I maybe.
Or they have to have a little footstool.
That could be it. And maybe it's like the princess and the pea. Mm-hmm. You know, the more mattresses you have with a little pea, and if you don't sleep well, mm-hmm. you can, like, you're so delicate. That's how you know you're a princess. I remember decades ago, when I was a little, junior high-ish maybe, who played the princess in the Princess and the Pea story on HBO? Do you recall?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Jennifer Garner.
Liza Minnelli.
She did?
Yep.
Oh,
Liza Minnelli was the princess.
Wow.
I don't know how old I was. I might have been even younger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because Liza Minnelli's old now.
Well, yeah, that happens. That goes by.
She's no longer a princess. She is a queen.
Yes. She got there. Okay, one thing about Shackley I thought was so hysterical. We're all going into this nightclub, Omnia. And like I said, it's taken right out of the Kardashians, mm-hmm. right? And I thought to myself, and I told Carl this, I said, oh, we are not their traditional demographic. Because I believe we had real young people there.
Yeah.
You know, people who
the young people must have thought, what the hell?
And then we had, it was only Shackley people. We rented the whole thing out.
Oh, you rented it. Got it.
It was just us.
Oh, okay.
Just us. So you had young people dancing on tables. And like, there was one woman there who was, I guess, the oldest woman there at Shackley that year. Mm-hmm. And she was like 98, 99. Mm-hmm. And everybody wanted to dance with her.
Aww.
And she did. She wore it. And she knew she looked great.
Uh-huh.
She had pale blue shiny pants on and a pale blue sparkly top on. And she had like a scarf around her neck, like on the side.
Oh.
And she had her hair done.
Whoa.
And everybody wanted to dance with her and take a selfie.
Just because you're old.
Like, oh, we just love you. And
you're a rock star.
And I was dancing with some women at our bar, uh-huh. you know, or like our table.
Yeah.
That's kind of, what do you call it? It's
a booth.
A booth. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. I'm like, can't think of it. And the woman goes, she goes, oh, that'll be us soon. That'll be us one day. I go, yeah, that. I go, no. She goes, I can't wait for that to be us. I go, well, maybe I can wait.
Yeah. Let's not rush it.
Let's not rush it. I mean, it looks great. She looks like she's having a ball.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're not talking about decades to come there, you know? I mean, she's looking on the other side of that. But she was having a pate.
Yeah.
And it was just so lovely having everybody from generations,
I know,
celebrating health.
Well, it was really interesting to me as a, you know, watching some of those pictures that you brought home and stuff. You brought this video, and it was this video of the millionaires there.
Yeah.
They get to walk across the stage.
Yeah, it's the parade.
And
yeah.
Literally, this video of this, it was 20 minutes plus.
I took it
long.
Four times. I took it, I cut into four sections because it must have been like 25 minutes long.
30 minutes long of just people walking across the stage that are millionaires from Shackley. And you realize this is what happens
when you stay over time.
Over time, when you stay with a good company.
A healthy, good company that's in it for the long term.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to go anywhere.
No.
They are a profitable, long term, owned by a billionaire and his family.
Yeah.
And
not
just
going anywhere.
No.
Only getting better.
Only getting better.
And understanding technology more.
Yes.
And you saw these two brothers who literally just started like 9 months ago into Shackley and are now making over, you said,
hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Over $400,000 a year.
I believe so. But they're from Taiwan, a small little island, you know? And what I realized is that you just have to get out of your mind. You just have to get away from it. Have zero resistance about it and just do it.
Yeah.
And share the fact that, I'm going to like I'm gonna toot the horn of Shackley a little bit.
Yeah, do
I
it.
Don't care.
Do it.
You know, because what I realized was
you got the afterglow, girl. You deserve
do.
It.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I went to revival. I'm like,
you had
to God.
You
I
had
saw
a
the light.
Come to Jesus.
Come
moment.
To Jesus moment. But all they had doctors that were not part of Shackley. They were not on the Diamond Shackley, coming and talking to us about how great our products are, mm-hmm. and how the studies they've done mm-hmm. on Shackley products, how that they are superior to any other product out there.
Yeah.
And then we had people coming in. The reason why they're so stellar is because our chemists go from the basic beginning of they actually analyze the soil mm-hmm. first before they talk to farmers mm-hmm. like to look for low lead content mm-hmm. look for low things mm-hmm. are contaminants
that carefully
we start
selected.
From
yeah.
that process yeah. and then we grow organically
yeah
and we call it organic and beyond. I mean, we are
yes
we're from the moment everywhere is organic mm-hmm. and one of our products, we actually have this farmer who only makes, grows these berries mm-hmm. for our one anti-inflammatory product called
Resveratrol.
It's the Revex.
Well, that's what the thing is.
It's better than Resveratrol.
Revivex.
Right. It's better than Revex. And we put a plant, a manufacturing plant, right next to the farm. So that there's no loss of nutrients mm. in production. Mm-hmm. I mean, and also we are Shackley is known as one of the top 20 companies in the world for their carbon footprint.
Yeah.
Like we have a negative carbon footprint.
Right, right.
And I'm going, oh my God, I know I'm new to Shackley.
Yeah.
I thought of it as the Amway, or whatever. And I go, I'm just thinking to myself, this is an awesome company.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Yes,
I know.
It's been around for 40 plus years.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Right.
For a reason.
Yeah.
They do everything right.
Yeah.
They do everything right.
I think that's what, what got you was the products first. For me, when I saw the business
yeah.
opportunity.
Right.
And now it's switching for me.
Yeah.
Now I see how awesome the products are.
Well, at the Prove It Challenge. I mean, that's what they came up with. That's what their thing is right now, the mm-hmm. Prove It Challenge. The Prove It Challenge is that they tell you, you do this for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, you will feel amazing.
And if you don't,
you get money back.
Yeah. No problem.
No problem. No questions asked.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Take this for 30 days.
Yeah.
Which you do a cleanse.
And guess what? You can actually talk to people when you call up.
Yes.
Unlike Caesars.
Exactly. you do a cleanse for 7 days and you go into a shake and you're a strip, which is a vitamin strip, which is the highest potency, best quality, made with love. And if you don't feel amazing after 30 days, money back.
Yeah.
And the reason why they say that is because they said through the course of their whole existence, mm-hmm. they only have a return of 1/3 of 1% gets returned.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's putting your money where your mouth is.
Well, I love too, when you actually meet, you rode with the cab ride back to the airport.
Yeah.
You meet people who, they're from Indiana.
Yeah.
And they'd been in it for 8-10 years.
Yeah.
And they were saying, look, we work for ourselves.
Yeah.
We needed a retirement plan
because
we work for ourselves.
Right.
We understand that.
Yeah.
And you think, God, this is amazing that there's this still exists.
Right.
And I'm so... For me, I'm grateful that, we've met people that we actually know in our lives who just have a closed mind and go, nope,
done.
Not gonna do it, ain't gonna.
Yeah,
and I'm so
fine.
Grateful
yeah.
that we have an open mind.
Yes,
to be able to see the amazing
I totally agree.
Health options and business opportunity with it.
I agree,
and I'm glad you had a great time overall.
Overall,
yeah.
I will go back to the airport thing because, on the way there, I go through the scanner, and they pull me aside, and the woman was very nice to me. She was my mid-20s. She's like, "Okay, I'm gonna have to frisk you up and down, in and out, shit, around. I'll use the backside of my hands in some parts, and the front of my others. And do you want to do it here, or would you like to have it go in a secret room or a back room?" And I'm like, "Ooh." I go, "Well, I'm keeping my clothes on, right? And she goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, right here is fine. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And boy, I mean, she went like up and down my legs, inside, outside of my legs. I'm like, whoa, backside of my tush, you know, all around my boobs, mm-hmm. under my boobs, mm-hmm. you know, under my armpits, everywhere, because I got flagged. It looks like I have metal in my hips.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find this very interesting because
I have no idea why that's funny.
It is funny.
Like, that's terrorist.
Yeah.
You've got a metal.
You said, what do you think people were thinking about you when they did that? I go, yeah. They were thinking the exact same thing that I would think of, which is, oh, yeah, she's the one that's carrying the bomb.
Yeah, I think they're thinking, I'm glad it's not me.
I'm glad it's not me. Yeah. So on the way back, I get knocked again for having the same metal thing coming up in my hips. And it was like my hips and like around my chest area. I've got, I'm like, what the hell is this about?
Yeah, there's some sort of,
I don't know,
metal
alien. I've been abducted by aliens, and yeah, I've been,
I have no idea.
And so she got me a little bit more, like, she was a little more aggressive with checking me out. Mm. Oh, and they test your palms for residue, for bomb residue.
How?
They take a swab to my hands, they put it in a computer, uh-huh. and the computer says, oh, she's good to go. That's right. They CSI'd me. That's what they did. They CSI'd me.
Wow.
I know, right?
Jill, that's pretty awesome.
So I get on the way home, I do my boarding pass early with Southwest, and I realize, because I haven't flown Southwest in a while, so on the way here, I felt kind of blessed because I got to learn the system a little bit. Mm-hmm. I had a boarding pass in the B group. And it was like B-22 or something like that. I get to sit in an aisle seat, which I was happy for. And then we get about 2 minutes left. Mm. And then I was in the C group, like C-35, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And on the way back. And I'm like, oh, my God. Ooh. This flight's been delayed, first off. And I tried to upgrade it because I've been looking through my app and I go, oh, you can upgrade. So I tried to upgrade it for $15 to mm-hmm. a better boarding pass. Mm-hmm. And it said, oh, this is not available for this customer. I'm like, oh, well, why not? Mm-hmm. But there's a sign there at the desk where we're ready to board the plane. And I just go up to her. I said, is there by chance any available for me to board early for an extra fee?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, we do have one available, and it's A2. So that means the second person after pre-boarding people
mm-hmm.
go on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $50, $50. Mm. I go,
a bottle of water.
Yeah.
A bargain.
A bargain. Well, I didn't say that initially. I said, yeah, no, I'll take my chances. Mm-hmm. And I called you. I go, should I do it? And Dad's like, hell yes. I go, and I thought to myself, what if I am stuck on a plane for 5 hours? On the tarmac.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be.
You could be.
In the middle.
Yeah.
And what if this plane's not like the last plane, which was a nice plane. A 737 was a beautiful plane.
Yeah.
And I go, screw it. I go, I'm worth $10 an hour. I am worth $10 an hour. So I paid for the upgrade.
Yeah.
And boy, was I not effing happy.
Were you?
Oh, my God. That plane was booked. It was an older plane. Mm-hmm. So the seats were just a little bit smaller. And I sat first seat, so I had a lot more leg room.
Mm-hmm.
No stand. There was no, like, a table in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't, my purse had to go up above in the
mm-hmm. overhead.
Overhead. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh, my God. It was perfect.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Just perfect. And a woman was there in the window seat. I was in the aisle. And then this real tall guy comes in. He's like, I'm sitting right there, ladies. I'm like, well, that's fine, but we're going to be close to each other. He goes, I don't care. I just need leg room. I'm like, all right. Well, good. I'm glad you're okay with it. I'm like, because I'm not.
Because we're rubbing against each
other.
Yeah,
we're going to be touching thighs. I go, my thighs are touching your thigh. My hips are touching your hip. And he's like, I don't care. I'm like, all right, good for you. And so I was even doubly happier that I got my aisle seat and I was able to, like, keep my legs out a little bit further.
Yeah.
And I thought this was worth every dime.
You bet.
And I, you know, you can blow $50 on gambling,
yeah,
and lose it.
Yeah.
You know, but there are things that you go, this was worth every penny.
Yeah. How do you like being a traveler?
It's okay. I've gotten better at it. You, mm-hmm. you learn the system, like Greg.
You get better at traveling, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just get better at it.
Get better at it.
And, because it's weird because when you travel, whoever you leave at home, it doesn't, it's like immobile. Everything is affected.
Aww.
You know?
Yeah.
And so you never know, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Is it really worth it? Yeah. I don't really know. But yeah. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I feel inspired.
I'm happy that you're happy. I'm happy that you feel it's worth it.
It was worth it. And yeah. I came back, I think, with more information than I ever knew.
Yeah.
And like
and
good renewed, information.
And a renewed spirit.
Renewed spirit. Yeah. I felt renewed.
Yeah.
And the next time I go, I'm going to take more time. The woman I it was such a weird coincidence. I was talking to a good friend who was Canadian and talking to her after the conference. And a woman was there talking to her friend saying, hey, let's go get our Uber for the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, hey, I go, do you guys want can I share it with you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back to, I mean, I'm not in any hurry though. It's not till, you know, 6:15 mm-hmm. my flight. Like, well, our flight's not till 7, so you can definitely go. And mm-hmm. I go, grab, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And they were Canadian. And now the great part about this is that I have Canadian dollars in my purse. I have been trying to convert to American dollars
since like February or March.
Yep,
or,
April.
Yeah.
And one of those months. And I said, can I pay you my portion of the fare? You know, I'll give you the exchange. You know, I'll give you more money for it in Canadian cash because I have Canada money, Canadian money. She's like, sure, no problem. I'm like, yes. So I got rid of some Canadian money.
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was perfect. And so forth. So that was my time. And so I know this was like I just kind of like spewed out
you
my
needed
week.
To.
I needed to.
You needed to get it off your chest.
So how was the show, girlfriend?
Aw, it was great.
It was great. It was great.